哈利路亚！再一次代表真耶稣教会，欢迎诸位在座被主耶稣引导的朋友、弟兄姐妹来参加今晚的布道会。
So hallelujah! Once again, I would like to welcome all those who are called by God, the brothers and sisters, and our friends.
每个人都有不一样的一颗心。
And so all of us, we have different hearts.
什么样的做法可以让完全陌生又没有关系的两颗心产生连结呢？
And so what is it that can bring two strangers with hearts and connect them?
在这里跟大家分享一个我听过的真实故事。
And so I wanted to share a true story that I heard.
曾经有一个小学的女老师。
There was an elementary school teacher.
那一年她担任了一个班级。
And one time she taught a class.
这个时候她班上来了一个转学生。
And then there was an exchange student who joined her class.
可是她一眼看这个转学生啊，外表不是很整齐。
And so at first glance, this transfer student was not very well put together.
靠近的时候也觉得身上的味道不是很好。
And as she drew closer to him, he had an odor on him.
长长的头发没有修剪。
He had long hair that was very unkempt.
甚至盖住了半边的脸。
And it even covered up half his face.
发现这个孩子不太喜欢跟人家讲话。
And she noticed that the student did not like to talk to other people.
而且跟他讲话的时候，好像就头低低的，斜着眼在看别人。
And whenever he did talk, his head would be slanted downwards, and his eyes would be looking at them sideways.
这个女老师第一个印象啊。他不是很喜欢这个孩子。
And so the teacher's first impression of him was not very good.
因为班上其他的孩子都又整齐又有礼貌。
Because all the other students, they were very polite and very well put together.
但是他身为一个老师不能直接讲出他的感受。
But because she is a teacher, she is not allowed to express her feelings.
后来他发觉这个转学生啊，没有一天功课是完成的。
And then she noticed that this student never finished his homework.
而且考试的时候总是考不及格。
And then always failed his exams.
所以她以为这个转学生懒惰，然后不愿意用功。
And so she labeled the student as lazy and not willing to work hard.
每每在有机会在肯定其他更用功的学生的时候。
And then when she was confirming that all the other students were hardworking and diligent.
她总是顺便提醒或批评一下这个小朋友。
Then it would be an opportunity for her to kind of criticize this one exchange student.
叫他外表整齐一点，叫他要努力完成功课。
And it was she would remind him to try to be more well dressed and then to finish his homework.
一直到有一天，一个重要的节日即将来临。
And then one time, an important holiday was coming up.
班上的这些小朋友们啊，他们私底下彼此商量。
And so the students all discussed among themselves.
他们在秘密计划着，大家回去各自准备一个个人的小礼物。
And that each of them would go home and bring back a small gift.
要趁着重要节日前一天来到学校的时候，都送上来，让老师有个惊喜。
And so that the day before the holiday, they would all present their gifts to the teacher and surprise her.
那一天来了。
And the day arrived.
老师一大早走进教室，突然发觉到后面导师的桌子上面有各式各样的礼物。
And so when the teacher walked into the classroom, she was surprised to find that there were all these different gifts on her desk.
这时候她听到一个声音啊，每个小朋友突然都拍起手来说，老师打开，老师打开。
And so all the students started to applause and chant, teacher open the gifts.
结果本来早上要老师讲话的时间变成在拆礼物的时间。
And so the morning session, which should have been for teaching, now became an open presenting.
老师走到了桌子前面，发觉每个礼物都包装得很精美。
And so when she looked at her desk, all the gifts were well wrapped.
她随性的一个一个拿起来，一个一个慢慢拆开。
And so she would take each gift and unwrap them one by one.
常常是那个礼物一拿起来还没有打开的时候，就有小朋友很高兴地承认说，老师，那个是我送的。
And each time she opened up a gift to unwrap, before she unwrapped it, one of the students would raise their hands and say, that's my gift.
就这样拆到一半啊，她突然拿起了一个东西。
And then halfway through, she picked up another.
这时候所有的人都安静下来了。
And at this time, it quieted around the classroom.
因为这个礼物好像像是一块还有油渍又脏脏的手帕给包起来的。
And this gift was wrapped in a dirty and a oily handkerchief.
有些小朋友就在旁边偷偷在笑说，是谁送了这么不礼貌的礼物啊？
And so someone asked, who sent her such an inappropriate gift?
老师还是默默地把它拆开。
But the teacher still opened the gift.
发觉里面有三样东西。
And noticed that there were three things in the handkerchief.
有一张纸条。
There was a note.
还有一罐啊，好像是廉价商店买来，剩下半瓶的香水。
There was some cheap perfume that had been half used.
还有一个很便宜的手镯，甚至上面的一些水晶啊，都已经掉了一半。
And then a cheap bracelet that even part of the stone, the crystal had been chipped off.
这时候旁边有些小朋友笑得更大声了。
And then suddenly the students around were laughing even louder.
还有人说那是谁送的？
And someone asked, who would send that gift?
老师看到那个纸条就知道谁送的。
And so this teacher looked at the note and knew immediately who had given it to her.
但是她默默地把那个纸条收进自己的口袋里。
But she slipped the note into her pocket.
他把那个手镯戴到自己的手上。
And so she put on the bracelet.
他把那半瓶廉价的香水倒了几滴，抹在自己的耳朵后面。
And so she put some of the perfume on her hand and rubbed it behind her ears.
他把东西放着，继续把剩下的礼物一项一项的拆完。
And then she put aside the gifts, and then she started to continue opening the other gifts.
终于下课了，全班的小朋友都跑到教室外面去。
And after class ended, all the students ran outside the classroom.
老师一个人站在桌子后面，慢慢地收着礼物。
And then the teacher stayed behind the desk and started to clean up the gifts.
这时候他注意到，在教室后面的门旁边，有一个小朋友的头在那边探啊探着。
And then suddenly she noticed that there was at the door one of the students whose head popped in.
好像在确定教室里面没有其他人。
It almost seemed as if the student was making sure there was no one else in the classroom.
然后突然一个小朋友跑了进来，跑到老师的桌子前面。
And then the student ran before the teacher.
原来是那个转学生。
And it was this exchange student.
这个转学生依然头低低着，斜眼看着老师。
And then the exchange student had again lowered his head and with eyes slanted looking at the teacher.
他跟老师说，老师谢谢你收下我的礼物。
And the student said, teacher, thank you for accepting my gift.
那两项礼物是我一年多前离世的妈妈留下来的。
These gifts were remained when my mother passed away a year ago.
那个手镯在你手上好漂亮。
And the bracelet looks very beautiful on you.
而且现在你身上有我妈妈的味道。
And now you have the scent of my mother.
她说完，很不好意思就跑走了。
And then, so after he said this, he ran away sheepishly.
老师站在桌子后面，脸涨红了，开始啜泣。
And so the teacher remained behind the desk flushed in her face.
她不知道这个孩子的母亲原来一年半已经走了。
She did not know that the student had already lost his mother a year and a half ago.
原来如此，所以她每天功课都写不完。
And so that's why he was not able to finish his homework.
她的衣服总是脏脏的。
And his clothes were always dirty.
甚至身上有一股尿骚味。
And so he always had a perpetual odor on him.
这个老师很后悔。
And so the teacher regretted.
后悔自己凭着第一个印象跟其他孩子的比较，他心里面不是那么喜欢这个孩子。
She regretted that her first impression of this child was not very good and that she compared him to the other students.
他后悔自己剥夺了该给那一个孩子一样的爱。
Regretted that she should have shown just as much love to this student.
她下了一个决心。
And so she made a determination.
那天在中午的时候，她去找了这个孩子。
And then in the afternoon, she went to look for the student.
她跟他说，你回去的时候是不是家里面都没有人呢？
And she asked, is there nobody at home when you go home?
对呀，我爸爸在我起床之前就出门了。
And he said, yes, there's no one at home. My father leaves early in the morning before I wake up.
我想等他回家跟他讲几句话。
And so I wait up for him to come home just to speak to him.
但是我常常等不到他，因为他都半夜才回来，我爸爸也很累了。
He always comes home very late, past midnight, and so he's always tired when he comes home.
然后我爸爸说要活下去，他就要努力工作。
And so, in order to sustain their lives, he must work hard.
这老师说，那你愿意放学之后都留下一个小时让老师陪你吗？
And so the teacher asked him, are you willing to stay behind after school for an extra hour and I will accompany you?
那个孩子很高兴地说，真的吗，老师？
And then the student was so happy, he said, really?
突然来说，这好像是天大的好消息。
And then it seemed like very good news to him.
每天放学前让老师陪你一个小时，我帮你把功课做完。
And so the teacher said, I will stay with you for an hour and you help you with your homework.
从此下课后，这个老师跟这个学生都在那边做功课，一个小时。
And so every day after that, after school, for an hour, she would accompany him to do homework.
从这个孩子的表情可以看出，这好像是他这辈子最快乐的时间。
And for this child, it seemed as if it was the happiest time in his life.
他的功课每天都写得完了。
And so he was able to complete all his homework assignments.
他的成绩也渐渐地提升了。
And then his grades started improving.
但是不到四个月，这个孩子又要离开这间学校。
But after 4 months, the child had to leave the school.
因为他的爸爸在这个城市的工作已经结束了。
Because the father's contract job in the city had been completed.
他必须跟着他的爸爸离开这里，到很远的地方去，才有另外一个工作继续生活。
And so he had to follow his father to another city for a new job.
一直到经过了五年多的时间。
And then 5 years passed.
这个老师有一天收到了一封信。
The teacher one day received a letter.
他打开，里面有几张照片。
And she opened it and then saw some pictures.
信上写说，老师，你还记得我吗？我是那个转学生。
The letter said, "Teacher, do you remember me? I am the exchange student."
你知道吗？每天我在读书的时候，就好像你在我身边一样。
Every day when I study, it's as if you are sitting next to me.
我今年已经初中毕业了，九年级毕业了，而且我是全校十名内的。
And so this year I'm graduating from middle school and I am among the top 10 in my class.
你听到这样高兴吗？
Are you proud of me?
又过了三年，这个老师又收到另一封信。
And then 3 years later, she received another letter.
里面是一个年轻又整齐的英俊又整齐的年轻人。
Inside was a picture of a very handsome young man.
老师，你还记得我吗？
And then he asked, "Teacher, do you remember me?"
我是那个转学生。
I am the exchange student.
我今年高中毕业了。
I am graduating from high school.
我是全校三名内毕业的，你高兴吗？
I am graduating in the top 3 of my class. Are you proud of me?
又经过大概十年。
And then 10 years, another 10 years passed.
这个老师的头发都已经白了。
The teacher's hair had turned white.
她的脸上也有一些皱纹。
And there were wrinkles across her face.
她这一天收到一封信，特别的厚。
And she received an especially thick envelope.
她打开，里面有两张照片，还有一张喜帖。
And inside had 2 pictures, and then also a wedding invitation.
老师，你还记得我吗？我是那个转学生。
Again, the red letter wrote, "Do you remember me? I am the exchange student."
我去年已经成了医生，而且是全校第一名毕业的。
Last year, I became a doctor, and then I was first in my class.
你看到照片上的另一个女孩子，是我找到这一辈子的伴侣。
And so the picture of this girl is my significant other.
我一个月后要结婚。
In a year, I will. In a month, I will get married.
老师，无论如何，请你一定要过来，我去接你也可以。
So no matter what, you must come and attend. If anything, I will come pick you up.
因为我的爸爸一年前已经离世了。
Because my father passed away a year ago.
我为了你留了一个位置。
I have reserved a seat for you.
是我母亲的位置，请你一定要来。
It's a seat that had been reserved for my mother, so you must attend.
我们看到一个诚心的礼物。
And so we see a gift from a sincere heart.
不是很贵重。
It's not very costly.
甚至旁边的人看了都会笑的。
And then it may be ridiculed by those around.
就可以融掉人跟人之间的冰。
But it can melt the iciness between two people.
联系起送礼者跟受礼者两者之间的感情。
But it can join the hearts of the receiver and the giver.
甚至建立起两个生命当中最珍贵的连结。
And then it can connect a lifelong affinity between two strangers.
诸位亲爱的好朋友。
And so, beloved friends.
在我们还没有来到这个真耶稣教会之前。
Before we came to this True Jesus Church.
我们可能听过耶稣，但是还没有真正认识他之前。
And maybe we have heard of Lord Jesus Christ, but we do not truly know him.
甚至可以说我们还没有来到这个世界上之前。
And we can say even before we came into this world.
我们这两天所介绍天上慈爱的创造主，我们称为天父的神。
So this the past few nights we have talked about this loving creator of the heavens and the earth.
他其实已经先送我们在座每一位一个又真诚又宝贵的礼物。
And so he has already given us a very sincere and a very precious gift.
这个礼物不是世界上任何财富金钱可以买的。
And this gift cannot be purchased with any amount of money in this world.
也不是用任何好行为可以换到的。
And it cannot be exchanged for any good deeds.
这个礼物是白白的。主动的先给了我们。
It was freely given to us.
我们先来看圣经一个经节，不然用听的也可以。
And so if we look in the Bible at a verse where we can listen.
我们看约翰福音三章十六节。
If we look at John chapter 3 verse 16.
十六节。
Verse 16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。Amen.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever perishes in him should not, whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
这一节经文没有什么难懂的。
And so there is nothing hard to understand about this verse.
可是，请各位朋友注意，这一节经文里面有一个字用的很特殊。
But there is one word that is used very specially.
我们想想看，如果是我们自己尊敬的家长或我们爱的儿女。
And so if it is for ourselves, if we think of our parents or our children.
或者是你在心目中所珍视的某一个朋友某个人。
Or if you a friend or a person that you value greatly.
我们会用什么样的方式把他跟另外一个人之间产生连结呢？
How would you connect this person to another person?
我们可能会用这样的字，我把它带来给你看，你看是不是一种？
Maybe I would bring them over to introduce to you.
带来。
I would bring them.
对，另外一种叫做我介绍给你们认识一下。
The second is to introduce them to you.
第三种，我推荐一下这个人，让你看一看。
Third is I would recommend this person to you.
大家会不会这样子说？
Would you not say this?
可是你看这里用什么字叫做赐。
So here use the word gave.
我们会把自己的儿女赐给某个人吗？
Would you give your children to someone else?
我们会把我们的父母赐给某一个团体吗？
Would you give your parents to any organization?
我们会把我们心里面最尊敬所珍视的某个人赐给谁吗？
Would you take your most beloved person in your life and give them to someone else?
各位，你在想这个字，这个字是没有人权的。
If we think about this word gave, it is there is a violation of human rights.
已经不把它当成一个人了，有没有发觉？
You no longer treat them as a human being.
我们只会把这个字用在一个物体、一个物质上面。
This is something that we would use to describe an object.
但是天上这位慈爱的天父，他把他最爱的独生子。赐给我们人类。
But this heavenly God gave his only begotten Son to mankind.
不是带来给我们看啊。
It is not to allow us to see him.
不是给我们介绍啊。
It is not an introduction to him.
不是推荐给我们啊。
It is not a recommendation for him.
他用这个字的意思就是说，他是你们的蜡，他生跟死都是你们的。
And so this is a complete giving that his birth and his death is with you.
而且他真的是来为我们死的，就好像一个物体，一个动物一样。
And that he truly came to die for you as if he were an animal.
这个独生子就是我们所听过两千年前的耶稣基督。
And so this only begotten son is the Lord Jesus Christ who came 2,000 years ago.
这是从天上赐下的礼物。
And then this is the gift, a heavenly gift from above.
是他为我们在座每一位所做的牺牲。
And so he sacrificed for every single one of us.
让我们可以得到属天的福气跟平安。
That we could have a spiritual blessing and peace.
这个礼物他自己甘愿离开天上的宝座。
And this gift was willing to depart from his heavenly throne.
他成了道成肉身的神。
That he is the God who came in the flesh.
他因为爱我们。
And because he loved us.
甘心劳累。
That he toiled and labored.
受尽侮辱。
He was mocked and shamed.
备受痛苦。
He endured suffering.
最后惨死在十字架上。
And so he was crucified on the cross.
为的是什么呢？
And for what purpose?
为了让我们相信他的人肉体可以得到医治。
So that those who may believe in him would be would have physical healing.
让我们的生命得到释放。
That our lives would be free.
让我们的灵魂得到救赎。
That our spirits may, our souls may be saved.
使每一个真心被他所拯救也相信他的人。
And so that everyone who believes in him may be saved.
不用再恐惧面对将来一定会面对肉体的死亡。
And so that we no longer live in the fear of facing death.
因为圣经告诉我们，肉体的死不是结束。
Because the Bible tells us that death is not the final thing.
至少的神告诉我们，人人死后还有一个审判。
And so the God that created us told us that after death there is a judgment.
让我们每一个人不用去面对这个过程。
That that all people do not have to face this.
一个真真正正的基督徒。
A true Christian.
虽然对以后没有经历过的肉体死亡，依然会有不安的感受。
That they would not have fear of death.
但是一个真正的信徒是不畏惧死亡的。
And so a true Christian does not fear death.
对他来说，反而更期待另外一个阶段的来到。
But rather they have a greater expectation of a transition.
我们知道当我们断气的那个时候。
And we know that the moment that we die,
不管是用什么方式离开这个世界上,
no matter what way we die, we depart from this world.
就在那一秒钟，我们即将跨过一个门槛。
That at that moment we cross over a threshold.
我们会从有形质、有限制的世界进入无限属灵的世界里面。
We go from a finite physical world into an infinite eternal world.
所以我们有这样超越短暂的世界观。
And so we have a transcendent view of life.
这成了我们心里面真正的平安。
And so we have a true peace in our hearts.
我们在世界上遇到的事情，我们有很多感受，但是我们没有真正害怕。
We feel many things in this world, but we do not truly have fear.
这就是两千年前耶稣基督来告诉我们，来建立在我们生命里面的。
And so this is what Jesus told us 2,000 years ago when he came to establish life inside of us.
在耶稣基督来之前啊，有很多神的信徒，他们考虑现世的福气。
And so before Jesus came, there were those followers of God who talked about blessings in this life.
在耶稣基督之前，很多跟随神的人，他们很少就考虑到永远的事情。
Before Lord Jesus Christ came, they never thought about eternity.
可是耶稣基督来，就是把这个永恒放在我们的生命里面。
But Jesus Christ came into the world and he set eternity in our hearts.
正如他所讲的。
And just as he says,
我们一起来看新约圣经约翰福音十四章。
And if we look at John chapter 14,
16节，27节
John chapter 14 verse 27,
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。 Amen.
Verse 27, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
耶稣基督来是为了留下这个平安给我们。
And so Lord Jesus Christ came to to give us this peace.
这个平安不是一般世界上的那种平安。
And so this peace is not the same as this worldly peace.
这个平安永远在我们心里。
And this peace shall eternally dwell in our hearts.
这个平安有一个基础叫做信心。
And so this peace has a foundation of faith.
这个信心也不是 自信心、啊、
And this faith is not a self-confidence.
也不是相信那些幻想出来的。
It is not a faith based on things that are created or thought out.
这个信心还有一个基础，就是基于神来告诉我们所有未来跟话语。
And so this faith is based on the word of God and is telling us what will happen.
所以我们虽然会有点担心,
and so even though we may have some worries, but we will not be anxious.
我们虽然会不安,
and so even though we may have some unease, we will not have fear.
我们知道他爱我们,
and we know he loves us.
而且他告诉我们最终
and so he tells us in the path that he has opened for us.
圣经当中记载了这个耶稣2000年前断气的实况。
And so the Bible records the situation in which Jesus died 2,000 years ago.
我们请一起来看马太福音27章。
And so if we open up to Matthew chapter 27,
51节,
verse 51.
忽然殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，地也震动，磐石也崩裂，53节。到耶稣复活以后，他们从坟墓里出来，见了圣城，向许多人显现。阿们。Matthew
chapter 27 verse 51. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split. 52. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And 53. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many.
我们继续来看路加福音23章。
Let's continue reading Luke chapter 23.
44节。
Verse 44.
那时约有五阵，遍地都黑暗了，直到伸出45节。45。日头变黑了，殿里的幔子从当中裂为两半。Amen.
Luke chapter 23, verse 44. Now it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. 45. Then the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in two.
大家看到，这是耶稣死的时候发生的一些现象。
And so these are the phenomena that occurred when Jesus died.
中午的时候却大地黑暗。
That in the noontime, there was darkness all over the earth.
已经死了很多圣徒自己爬起来。
The saints who had originally died, they resurrected.
地大震动。
And there was an earthquake.
耶路撒冷圣殿里面也发生变化。
And even the temple in Jerusalem had a great change.
这个用我们华人用四个字形容叫做惊天动地啊。
And so we say that this event shook heaven and earth.
为什么耶稣出生的时候没有惊天动地，耶稣死的时候惊天动地呢？
And why is it that when Jesus was born, it did not shake in heaven and earth, but when he died, it shook heaven and earth?
因为在不同的文化里面，对神的观念是什么？
Because throughout all of our understandings, what is the concept of God?
特别是2000年前罗马帝国为主的希腊文化，他们的哲学家怎么想的？
And so especially 2,000 years ago in the Roman Empire, what did the Greek philosophers think?
他们认为神是不可能会死的。
They felt that God could not die.
会死的就不能称为神。
If someone could die, they would not be a God.
神的存在是不会有痛苦跟流血的。
With the existence of God, they would never suffer pain or bleed.
所以他们不接受耶稣是神这个观念。
So they could not accept that Jesus was God.
大家想一想，耶稣真的是神。
But if we think about it, Jesus is truly God.
一个本来不可能会流血的存在，却流尽他每一滴血。
This existence of a being that could never bleed, but he has shed his blood.
一个无罪的义人却要承受莫大的痛苦。
A guiltless, righteous man then had to suffer endurance, shame.
一个不可能会死亡的，却死过一次。
And then the immortal died.
这是不可思议的大事啊。And
so this is a inconceivable great event.
诸位在座的好朋友, 这就是耶稣基督的爱。
And so, beloved friends, this is the love of Lord Jesus Christ.
挂在十字架上的基督, 他显现了神对我们爱最大的奥秘。
And so, when he was crucified on the cross, he demonstrated the mystery of the cross.
十字架上的基督就是从天上来的礼物。
And so Jesus on the cross is the gift from heaven.
因为天父爱我们,
because our Heavenly Father loves us.
使基督来承受我们世人原本要为罪所付出的代价。
And so he bore the sin, the price that man ought to have paid.
或许我们坐在这里的朋友们还没有深切的感受。
And maybe our friends sitting here have not experienced this.
那就好像我们小时候无法想象我们长大之后是什么状况。
So just as when we were younger, we could never imagine what we would grow up to be.
我们都没有死过。
We have never died before.
可是全知的神告诉我们。
But the Almighty God tells us.
有罪的人死亡之后要下地狱受永远的痛苦。
That a sinner after he dies must suffer in hell.
可是他不愿意我们下地狱啊。
But he did not desire us to go to hell.
可是他自己又不能违背他的圣洁，因为他说他万不以有罪的为无罪。
But he could not deny his own holiness because he has he said he cannot hold the guiltless as the guilty as guiltless.
所以他自己来为我们付出这个代价。
And so he himself paid the price on our behalf.
圣经里面告诉我们，主为我们舍命，我们从此知道何为爱。
And the Bible tells us because he sacrificed his life for us, we therefore know love.
启示录里面的经文也告诉我们。
And so the Revelations tells us.
为什么他们死要经过这个流尽每一滴血的过程呢？
And so why that Jesus had to die and shed every drop of his blood?
因为圣经里面告诉我们血是生命。
Because the Bible tells us that blood has life.
神定下的规矩说血不是当食物的，是用来赎罪用的，献祭用的。
And so God in his law states that blood is not to be used as food but as sacrifice.
所以耶稣两千年死在十字架上。
And so Jesus Christ died on the cross 2,000 years ago.
其实就是一个带我们献最大祭的过程。
And so this is the ultimate sacrifice in which he died for us.
这是一个最完整的一次献上的赎罪祭。
And so this is the most complete offering.
来代替每一个相信他的人，来赎掉我们生命当中所有的罪，洗掉我们的罪恶。
To replace all of us our sins so that our sins could be remissed.
这是耶稣流血的目的。
And so that is the purpose for Jesus Christ to shed his blood.
我们昨天跟大家读到了创世纪时候人类始祖犯罪的过程。
And so last night we studied about Genesis where we talked about our earliest ancestors, how they sinned.
如果你们在看昨天一开始人类始祖犯罪之后，他被赶出乐园之后的那一段故事。
And so when we look at the story of how Adam and Eve they were exiled out of the Garden of Eden，
大家会发现呢、啊，人类始祖亚当夏娃一开始在乐园里面是没有穿任何衣服的。
We will notice that in the beginning, when Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, they were naked.
他们觉得很自然啊，不羞耻啊。
They felt that this was very natural. There was no shame.
他们什么时候看到自己裸裸体开始感觉羞耻呢？
When is it that they noticed that they were naked and felt ashamed?
圣经记载说，他们吃了善恶果，违背了神的命令，犯了罪之后。他们看到自己的裸体开始感到羞耻。
The Bible records it was only after they ate of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and then they sinned and they rebelled against God, and when they saw their nakedness, they were ashamed.
各位亲爱的好朋友，为什么本来不会感到羞耻，那个时候就感到羞耻？
Why is it that before, they did not feel any shame, but suddenly after that, they felt shameful?
因为一开始他们看到自己的肉体，知道这是神照着他的形象所造的。
Because when they looked at their own bodies, they knew that they had been created in the image of God.
我是用没有罪的生命来承受，这有什么好羞耻的？
And they had received this with no sin, and so there was no shame.
可是当人类犯罪之后，
But after mankind sinned,
他们说一低头看到自己的身体，觉得不配啦。
When they looked down and they saw their nakedness, they knew they were no longer worthy.
觉得我这个有罪的生命配不上这个神的形象，所以感到很羞耻。
That this sinful being was no longer worthy of being in the image of God, and so there was shame.
本来他们要用这种罪恶跟羞耻感当中要被折磨到死为止。
And so, in their sinfulness, they deserve to be tortured and tormented till the moment they died.
可是大家有没有发现，在这当中，神的公义里面依然有神的慈爱。
And have you noticed that in the midst of the justice of God, there is also the element of the love of God?
如果是我们的话，我们可能就让你折磨到死最好。
If it were up to us, maybe we'd say, fine, you deserve a torment till you die.
谁叫你要得罪我、伤害我？
Who told you to sin against me and hurt me?
可是天父在把他们赶离伊甸园的时候， 用兽的皮为他们做了一个衣服遮盖羞耻，有没有看见？
But when the Heavenly Father exiled them out of the Garden of Eden, he created a tunic of animal skin for them to cover their shame.
大家有没有发现世界上第一个裁缝师跟服装设计师是谁？
So have you noticed who is the first fashion designer in the world, in history?
是他。
It is God.
他为什么？
Why?
他不忍心让自己的儿女永远被罪恶感折磨。
He did not have the heart for his children to be perpetually tormented by their shame.
所以即使在他显出公义下咒诅的时候，他都还为他们造了一个衣服遮盖他们的羞耻，有没有发现？
And so we see that in the midst of his punishment, he also created a tunic of animal skin to cover their shame.
但是亲爱的朋友，我们不用羡慕他们有那件衣服。
But our beloved friends, we do not need to be envious of that garment that they wear.
即使那件衣服是神亲手所做的。
That garment was actually handmade by God.
今天你来坐在这里，你旁边这些真真正正的基督徒。
And so when you have come here today, the true Christians around you,
他们身上都有一件比那件皮衣更宝贵千万倍的东西。
On them, they have a clothing that is far more precious than that one tunic of animal skin.
那就是他们照着圣经记载，接受大水赦罪重生洗礼的时候。
And so it is according to the Bible, when they have received the water baptism for the remission of their sins,
就已经覆盖在他们生命当中那一件血衣。
It is a bloody garment that has already covered their sins.
那是用基督耶稣羔羊的宝血所形成的衣服。
And this is a clothing that has been made from the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
要让我们穿着，通过末日的审判，遮盖我们一切的罪恶。
And when we wear it, we can pass through the final judgment and to cover our sin and shame.
这就是哥林多后书第四章经文所说的。
And so it is just as is recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
身上带着耶稣的死
that carrying about in our bodies the death of our Lord Jesus Christ
使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上，就是这个意思。
That the life of Jesus may be manifest in our bodies.
我们因为耶稣的代死，我们有新的生命可以重生了。
Because Lord Jesus Christ has replaced us in death, so we have a new life.
这是十字架上的爱。
And this is the love of the cross.
小弟最后跟大家分享一个真实的见证。
And lastly, I would like to share a true testimony.
我多年前在注目一家地方教会的时候。
A while ago, when I was a minister for a church.
有一天我们访问组的黄弟兄来找我。
One time for visitation, a brother Huang came to visit me.
他很热心啊，他不只做很多教会的圣工，他还做外面的义工，医院的义工。
So he was not only fervent in church, but he was also a volunteer at a hospital.
他跟我说，传道，我今天要去基督教医院做义工的时候，在公车上遇到一对老夫妇，好可怜啊。
He said that as he was taking a bus to a Christian hospital for his volunteer, he met an elderly couple that was an older couple that was very pitiful.
我没有问他为什么可怜。
And I did not ask him why they were so pitiful.
他接着告诉我说，传道，我跟他们谈过之后，你愿意去访问他们吗？
And so he asked me after my conversation with the couple, are you willing to go visit them?
我说当然愿意啊。
And I said, of course I'm willing.
好啦，又过了一个礼拜。我们就在教会集合祷告出发了。
And so after a week, we all met at church, prayed, and then we departed.
我们那一台厢神车上面坐了五六个人。
And so in that van, there were about five or six of us.
一开始我还以为是蛮近的。
At first, I thought place it was a close, it wouldn't be that long of a trip.
开了一段时间之后，怎么还没有到？
And then, but after we were on the road for a while, I thought, how come we're still not there yet?
经过了一个乡下的道路，又到了另外一个比较繁华的地方。
And so, after driving long ways through the city, we reached more a suburban area.
那时候我突然问坐在我后面的皇帝说说啊，他们家住在哪里呢？
And so then I started to ask Brother Huang, where do they live?
皇帝兄突然啊，把手伸出来，指着。路边一排很繁华的商店说，传到这一排都是他们的。
And so he then pointed out one block where it was all full of convenience stores, and he says, these are all theirs.
哇，可见他们很有钱啊，这整排房子都是他们的，那可怜在哪里呢？
And so it turns out they must be very wealthy because they owned all the buildings on this block, so they must be very wealthy. So what's pitiful about them?
正当我这样想的时候，车子停了下来。
And just as I thought about this, this car stopped.
刚好停在那一排商店唯一两间没有打开门的。
And so in among all the stores, the van stopped in front of two doors that were locked.
一栋是铁门拉下来，一栋是玻璃门关着的。
One of the doors had been closed shut with the iron grating, and then the other one was locked with the glass door.
我一下车，那个玻璃门打开了，里面出来一个六十几岁的女士。
And so after we came out of the car, a 60-year-old woman came out to greet us.
啊，他们跟我们就做彼此的介绍啦。
And so we started to introduce each other.
我就跟那个女士说，我们站在路边太吵，要不然进到里面去讲话比较方便。
But I felt that it was too noisy on the street, so I said, why don't we go inside to talk?
我本来想跟她进去呀，没想到她把我拒绝在外面，自己跑进去了。
I was going to go into the building with her, but she left me outside, and then she went in herself.
原来她不想让我进这栋房子啊。
She didn't want me to go inside this one building.
她跑进去拿了一串钥匙，说：“哎，牧师这边请，带我到旁边那个铁门拉下来的地方。”
And so she instead grabbed a set of keys, and then she led me to the door with iron grates.
她把钥匙第一个打开，把铁门拉上来。
And so she grabbed the key, unlocked, and pulled up the iron grating.
我想说奇怪，怎么不到旁边去，要到这门都锁上的地方呢？
I was wondering, why didn't we go to any of the other open stores? Why do we have to go where it was locked?
铁门拉上来，里面还有一个黑色的玻璃门，看不见里面铁链。他又把铁链打开，再把玻璃门给打开。
And so behind the iron grating, there was another glass opaque door that had to be unlocked again before we could go in.
是你们在想说有谁把客厅设在仓库里面的、啊？我心里面在想说有谁把客厅设在仓库里面的？
So I was wondering who would put your living room inside the in the warehouse.
结果不是啊，那一打开，里面哈、哦、差不多三分之二的会堂这么大。
And so when we went inside, we were in a room about two-thirds the size of this chapel.
我看到里面全部空空的，只有正中间一张桌子、一条椅子、一张床。
And so the room was empty, except in the middle of the room there was a desk, a chair, and a bed.
你这时候看到床上坐了一个男人，三十几岁。
And then on the bed, I saw a man sitting there in his 30s.
而且他身上几条铁链绑在床上。
And so he had some chains on to confine him to the bed.
我问他说：“黄女士，这位是谁呢？”
And so I asked the woman, Miss Huang, who is this man?
他都还没有讲，就开始哭，然后说：“这是我的儿子，唯一的儿子。”
And before she could even respond, she said, "This is my son. This is my only son."
怎么会这样？
And so what happened? Why is it like this?
他这个状况多久了？
And so I asked, why? How long has he been like this?
从他十七岁高开始，现在三十几岁，快十八年了。
So he it started when he was 17, and now he's 30 something. So he had been this way for 18 years.
我问他第二个问题说，请问你在这当中有寻求过各种医疗、宗教或社会的援助吗？
And so I asked her, have you sought any medical help or other religious affiliation help?
她跟我说有啊，什么我都找过了。
And she said, yes, I've sought everything.
台湾最好的几家医学中心怎么看都没有用。
All the best medical centers in Taiwan could not do anything.
很多其他的传统宗教，佛教、道教、一贯道。
So all the other religions, Taoism, Buddhism, 一贯道
都没有用。
None of them worked.
甚至啊，浸信会、长老会哈，几家教会我们都洗礼过了，都没有用。
They were baptized in Presbyterian and other Christian denomination churches.
我这时候看到，突然看到那个男人啊，他的右腿以下，整只好黑，好像那个黑炭裂开一样，我从来没看过那样子。
And on the man's right leg, it had been so blackened that it was very dark and black.
我一问才知道，那是他十年前有一次从二楼要跳下来，结果就变成那样子，什么医生都医不好。
And so I learned that this happened because 10 years ago, he tried to jump off the second floor, and then he survived, but no doctors could heal him.
接下来我就不跟他妈妈对话，我就直接跟这个人对话了。
And so after that, I no longer talked to the mother, but I was talking directly to this man.
奉主耶稣圣名跟你说话。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to you.
每次我跟他说啊，他讲话都是这个样子。一句话哈，十秒钟他要讲一分钟，你们知道吗？
And so every time I talked to him, he just kept stuttering so much that a sentence that would take 10 seconds to say, he would take over a minute to say.
每次讲话我都要奉主耶稣圣名跟他说话。
And every time I spoke to him, I started off by saying, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我快转了哈，他说都有一对护士来找他。
He kept saying that there was two nurses who kept looking for him.
他说这一对护士一男一女。
One male, one female nurse.
我在想说，护士什么时候来找你呢？
And so I thought, when would a nurse look for you?
结果他就说，有啊，你们进来之前，他们还在这里，他们刚刚走而已啊。
Right before you came in, they were standing right here, and then they left right before you came in.
整间房子都锁起来的哦，你要知道哦。
But at that, when we came in, everything was fully locked up.
他说那个男的护士对他很好，女的护士对他很凶。
He said that the male nurse treated him very well, the female nurse was very mean to him.
这个护士来找他十几年啊。
These nurses have sought him for tens of years.
我说为什么那个对你很好，那个对你很凶呢？
And I asked, why is one nice to you, why is one mean to you?
他说那个女的啊，一直骂我，一直骂我。
He says that the female nurse kept yelling at me and screaming at me.
而且啊，都叫我去死。
And always telling me to go die.
要不然都一直尖叫。
And then always screaming.
然后我真的快受不了的时候，他走了，那个男护士就来了。
And when I cannot bear it anymore and she leaves, then the male nurse would come.
然后男护士会安慰他。
And then the male nurse would comfort him.
说，哎呀，你不要这样子，不要惹她生气嘛。
And so telling him, do not make her mad.
那我告诉你，你跟她好好相处。
I tell you, just try to make things well with her.
你就听她的话就好了。
Just listen to her.
趁爸爸妈妈没注意的时候，从三楼跳下来。
When your parents are not paying attention, just jump off from the third floor.
要不然趁爸爸妈妈没注意的时候，走到那路边，看见大卡车很快过来的时候，一定要很近哦，跳进那轮子底下。就 OK 了。
And then when your parents are not paying attention, go outside. And then when a large truck is driving and when it's very close, jump underneath the tires and everything will be okay.
你们知道为什么他要被锁在房间里面用链子链起来了吗？
And now, do you know why he was locked up in a room and chained to the bed?
他那个哪是护士啊？那两个是邪灵恶魔，缠他十几年啊。
And so these two nurses were actually evil spirits that had been bothering him for over a decade.
这时候我知道怎么一回事了。
And so this is what I realized.
我告诉妈妈说，告诉她妈妈说，现在我们来祷告。
And so I told the mother we have to pray now.
你愿意对相信耶稣基督吗？
Are you willing to believe in Lord Jesus Christ?
她说我相信，可是没有用啊。
And she said, I believe, but it's no use.
我说有。
And I said, there is.
从现在开始就有。
That from now, there is.
我说我不管你以前去过多少教会。
I do not care in the past how many different churches you have gone to.
现在来到你面前的真耶稣教会跟其他教会都不一样。
But now this true Jesus church is different from any other church.
以前的那些教会都是好人，他们是悔改的教会而已。
And so all the other churches, they were nice. They were all a church of repentance only.
真耶稣教会是耶稣基督的身体，是得救的教会。
And true Jesus church is the body of Christ. It is the Church of Salvation.
他有神的灵。
He has the Spirit of God.
他讲真理。
She speaks the truth.
他有神的能力跟神迹奇事在里面。
She has the power of God along with signs and miracles.
我说以前时候未到，现在时候满足。
The time has now been fulfilled.
你要是有信心的话，我现在的奉耶稣基督的名释放你们全家。
And so if you allow me, I will now say in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to set you free, your family.
我也不晓得那个时候哪里来的感动讲这些话。
I do not know what moved me to say these words.
母亲说我愿意相信。
And so he said, I am willing to believe.
叫他祷告。
And I told her to pray.
当我们合起手来开始祷告，我其实是在赶鬼啊。
And so when we clasped our hands together to cast, I was trying to cast out demons.
祷告不到一分钟的时候，我突然听到砰的一声。
And then we prayed for less than a minute, I suddenly heard a crash.
我看到那个妈妈整个趴在地上这样哈利路亚赞美主耶稣主耶稣叫我儿子一直这样祷告
I saw that the mother had fallen to the floor and praying hallelujah praise the Lord Lord Jesus Christ save my son
那时候教牧负责人本来过去要扶她起来我做一个手势请她不要打扰
So one of the church council members went to help her up, but I told him not to, to leave her alone.
这是他对耶稣基督的恳求，为什么要阻止他呢？
This is her cry to Lord Jesus Christ, so why stop her?
一直后来在祷告一段时间结束了，我过去把这一位女士扶起来。
And so after the prayer ended, I helped lift up this mother.
我说伯母可以结束了，请起来。
I said, we can stop now, please get up.
我看到一个东西啊。
And then I saw something.
我看到她起来之后，地上还趴一个人。
I saw there was an outline on the floor.
是那个母亲的泪水跟汗水形成的人形，继续趴在那里在祷告啊。
It was the silhouette, the outline of the tears and sweat, a wet stain of the mother who had cried and sweated for her son.
我跟她讲，你的信心，主耶稣会看到。
And I told her, Lord Jesus Christ will see your faith.
也是说，她祷告之前，她爸爸进来，黄先生进来啊。
And before the prayer, her husband had come in.
我本来邀请他先生一起祷告，他先生是这样子不理我哎。
And I had invited the husband to pray with us, but he refused.
没关系，我要离开啦。
And so anyway, I had to depart.
这个女士抓住我的手说：“牧师，牧师有神迹啊。”
And then when wife reached down, grabbed me by the hand, saying, "There was a miracle."
有什么神迹没看见呢？
I said, "What miracle? I didn't see anything."
她说：“我们每天都帮他洗脸、刷牙、喂饭。”
And she said that every day I wash his face, brush his teeth, and feed him. 你知
道我儿子已经三四个月没有开口讲一个字啊。
That my son has not spoken a single word in 3 or 4 months.
你今天来怎么跟他一直讲？他一直跟你讲，一直跟你讲，讲那么多话。
But when you came today, he kept talking to you.
我跟他说不是我，是耶稣基督来。
And I told her it wasn't me, it was Lord Jesus Christ who came.
要有信心，相信神，相信他的教会。
And so you must believe in him, and you must believe in his church.
一个礼拜之后
，A week later，
我们到这里，他的儿子可以跟我们唱诗了。
When we visited again, the son could sing hymns with us。
再过一个礼拜之后，我们来，他的儿子可以跟我们一起读经了。
And then another week later, when we came back, his son could read the Bible with us。
又过了一个礼拜，我那个教会办户外诗歌布道会啊。
Another week later, there was a choir evangelical service。
在开始之前，我没想到一辆计程车停了下来。
And then there was a taxi cab that stopped in front.
里面出来的那个孩子。
Out came this child, this
man. 那个 walker 里面只有个小小的铁链。
And out, he came out with a walker and a small chain.
他的爸爸在右边搀着，他妈妈在左边搀着他来参加布道会。
They came to attend the evangelical service with the mother and the father and supporting him.
就剩下那一条小铁链而已。
And all that remained was a small chain.
隔一天，他们来到教会参加布道会，坐在楼下，我们的会堂在二楼。
And so the next day, they came to attend the evangelical service in the church. We were holding service on the second floor.
第三天，他们继续来参加布道会。他们到二楼会堂坐在最后面。
They were originally on the first floor, but the following night, they attended service in the chapel in the back.
第四天，最后一天布道会，他们一家三个坐在会堂最前面。
And then on the fourth night of evangelical service, the entire family sat in the front row.
那个时候，这个年轻人身上已经没有任何铁链了。
At that point, the young man no longer had any chains on him.
他们邀请来参加的人。到前面一起来向主耶稣祈求祷告的时候
，And when they invited everyone to come forward to pray, to conclude,
那个完全不理我的爸爸，他跑第一个跑出来跪第一。
And the father who had ignored me in the beginning, he was the first one to run up to pray.
经过两个月之后，我离开了那个教会。
And then 2 months later, I was transferred to another church.
后来我听到我的传道同工说，他们一家都洗礼得到恩典了。
The person who replaced me, the minister, told me that their entire family had been baptized.
我亲眼看到他们离耶稣越来越近，他们的恩典越来越大。
I firsthand witnessed that as they drew closer and closer to Jesus Christ, their grace became greater and greater.
我亲爱的朋友。
And so, beloved friends.
如果他们卖掉十栋房子，可以换到他儿子像你这么平安坐在这里，你觉得父母不愿意吗？
Do you not think that the parents, if they could sell 10 of their buildings just so that their child could be normal and sit here quietly like you are?
没有办法。
But they could not. It was impossible.
这世界上有钱跟其他事情解决不了的事情啊。
In this world, there are things that cannot be purchased with money.
可是，请问他们做了什么？
But what did they do?
他们都还没有接受洗礼。
They have not yet received baptism.
他们没有做过圣工。
They have not done any holy work.
他们连一毛钱都没有奉献。
They did not even contribute any money.
可是天上的耶稣基督白白的将这个生命的礼物送给了他们，有没有看到？
But we see that this heavenly Father had freely given them this wonderful gift.
亲爱的朋友，或许你从来不知道，在你来之前有一个人已经爱你了。
Beloved friends, maybe you do not realize that even before you knew, someone loved you.
他已经为你付出过他的生命。
He has already given up his life for you.
所以经文说，基督在我们做罪人的时候就为我们死了。
The Bible says that even before we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
而且神在圣经里面告诉我们，口渴的人都来。
And so the Bible tells us those who are thirsty may come.
因为他要把生命泉的水白白赐给那些来找他口渴的人。
And the wellspring of life he will give freely to those who are thirsty.
什么是口渴的人呢？
Who are thirsty?
不是真的肉体口渴。
It is not the physical thirst.
是指的那生命里面渴望神的恩典，盼望神的慈爱的人。
And so it is those who are thirsty for the, in their hearts for the grace of God and for the blessings of God.
最后我要讲一个简单的道理。
And lastly, I want to share a simple teaching.
亲爱的朋友，你在那边听到这些见证故事，不管有多感动。
And so, today you hear these testimonies, and no matter how moving it is.
如果你觉得这还是别人的事情，跟我无关的话，那就真的跟你无关。
If you feel that this has nothing to do with me, then truly it has nothing to do with you.
就好像一个非常富有的慈善家。
Just like a very wealthy philanthropist.
他有一天突然想要招待某一个家庭去环游世界。
He wants to invite an entire family for a trip around the world.
他随意选了一个家庭。
And he randomly selects a family.
请他的助手打电话去告诉那个家庭。
He requests his assistant to call and notify the family.
说你们被选中了，可以免费环游世界一年。
You have been chosen for a world tour for free.
你们觉得这样好不好？
Isn't that wonderful?
结果这个家庭啊，诈骗电话挂掉了。
This family though picks up and thinks it's a scam, and so he hangs up.
这对那个慈善家来说根本不算什么，对不对？
For this wealthy philanthropist, it's nothing to him.
可是却有人认为这跟他无关，这是骗人的，挂掉了，根本什么都领不到。
But the one who would receive all the most, they think it's a scam, and so they just hang up.
我听说美国这边有乐透啊。
I hear in the United States there is the lotto.
我不是鼓励基督徒去买乐透，但是我要借来用一下。
I'm not encouraging Christians to play the lottery. I'm just borrowing the analogy.
假设说有人送你一张号码。
Let's say someone gave you the numbers.
你一兑奖发觉，哇，这是最大奖。
And then you realize, oh, I've won the greatest amount.
这样好不好？
Isn't that wonderful?
非常好。
It's great.
可是你拿个这个最大奖就好了吗？
Is it enough that you have won the lottery?
你可以随便到沃尔玛的去换钱吗？
Can you just take your winning ticket to Walmart and exchange it for the money?
你可以随便到 Macy 百货去换钱吗？
Can you take the winning lottery ticket to Macy's?
这一张奖要对你有帮助，必须在指定的时间内到指定的单位才拿得到，你说是不是？
So if you want to claim the money for the winning ticket, you have to go to a certain place by a certain time.
好朋友们，今天你在这里已经神预备要赐给你这生命的礼物了。
And so, beloved friends, God is wants to give you this great gift of life.
但是你领得到吗？
But can you claim it?
假如你没有在限定的时间之内，指定的时间之内到指定的单位去换过期的，全部没有用。
If you do not claim it within the right place at the right time, then it is meaningless.
各位，指定的时间是什么时候？
And so what is the within the appropriate time?
就是现在这个时候。
It is now.
真耶稣教会的布道会。
And this is during True Jesus Church Evangelical Service.
现在是耶稣基督恩门大开的时候。
It is when the grace of God's salvation is open.
指定的地方在哪里？
Where is the designated place?
就是这利他名的地方。
This place that has his name.
就是这神圣灵降临的地方。
It is the place where His Holy Spirit has come down upon.
只有在这里，你才能真正领受那生命里面的大礼物。
And so it's only in this place that you can receive this great gift.
今天你听到这讯息是主给你的福气跟平安。
And so for you to hear this message, it is your great grace and blessing.
但是你愿意相信吗？ 要行动吗？这只能看你了。
But are you willing to believe? Are you willing to take action? It now depends on you.
我们今天晚上见证到这里。
And so we conclude our sharing here.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
赞美诗76首。
Let's sing hymn number 76.